Robbie, Marieke, and the Doctor on Triple J.
And if you've been listening to this program for the last couple of months, you would have heard a wonderful like a version from UK and US band The Kills. Jamie and Alison were in the studio with us. Alison mentioned that she had teamed up with a few, it's fair to say, fairly famous musicians. Dean from Queens of the Stone Age, Jack Lawrence from the Saboteurs, and Mr. Jack White, the gentleman from the White Stripes. Well, the Dead Weather have just released their very first album, Whorehound, and that sounds like Alison from the Dead Weather on the line. How are you doing? Where are you at the moment?
Hi, I'm good. I'm in London in my house. With bronchitis. Sorry about the coughing.
Is it not? Are you sure it's not swine flu related?
I'm definitely sure. I saw a doctor about it. Yeah, he said it was bronchitis, thankfully.
I was swabbed a couple of weeks ago. I was actually quarantined for 3 days because of swine flu. Suspected swine
what?
Flu. Yeah, I know. Well, Australia is like sort of 90% of the cases of the flu are actually swine flu.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. And apparently...
So what did they do to you? They put you where? Where did you have to go?
Yeah, there's this island and we all had to... No, it's just my house. Just for like 4 days. It wasn't, and I got 3 days off work, so it really wasn't all that bad. But they traced the Melbourne outbreak of swine flu. They traced it back to two schoolgirls who were pashing all these boys.
Yeah, that's funny.
That was very good. But none for you.
Aww.
Yeah, I know, it's kind of cute and kind of filthy at the same time.
It is really cute. What a way to deliver swine flu. That's nice.
Delivered with a smile and a kiss. You got bronchitis, which is terrible, but you're at home, which is good. Do you get to spend much time in London at the moment?
No, I don't. You know, I usually, but this year so far, I've been in America mostly and on tour, either with The Kills or The Dead Weather, pretty consecutively. And I'm talking like 48 hours off in between month-long jaunts. So clock's ticking. I leave tomorrow. Well, I leave at 5 in the morning tonight.
Back to America. Is that with The Dead Weather or The Kills?
The Dead Weather.
And so when you came in for the like a version with The Kills with Jamie, you told us kind of how The Dead Weather came about. Just refresh our memories for anyone who may miss that.
Kills were on tour with the Raconteurs, and Jack lost his voice. He got sick. He actually had bronchitis and a slipped disc in his neck, and so he was in a really bad way. And I ended up singing some of his songs for him during their set towards the end of the tour. And I got sick, and I lost my voice, and I don't know what Jack was thinking, but he just figured it was a good time for us to all hop on the tour bus back to Nashville and record the 7-inch. And so I didn't object. I went, and we, without really being able to speak or anything, wrote like 4 or 5 songs that night. And then I went off and went back on tour with The Kills the next day.
And so you kind of brought together by illness.
God, I would hope that wouldn't be the reason, but partially maybe we were crazy enough at that point and delirious to do this. We certainly never intended to start a band. That was kind of, the music sort of dictated that because we just kept on writing songs. You know, I went back a couple months later to finish what we'd started so we could do the 7-inch. And then we ended up just not stopping. We just wrote for 3 weeks. I was only booked to stay a week. Next thing I knew, I was in another band.
Listening to the album, to Whorehound, yours and Jack's voices not only go very well together, but there's actually a lot of similarity. Did you realize that when you stepped in with the Raconteurs?
No, I didn't. He sings a lot higher than me in that band. I have a pretty low voice for a girl anyway. And it's the same with Jamie. Jamie oftentimes sings the higher part, and I carry the low part. So, no, but yeah, it was really hard to sing Jack's songs. It happens to him when he records with other people. It happened to him in the Raconteurs where people were saying that him and Brendan's voice sounded the same, or him and Alicia's voice were sounding the same. I don't know.
He reckons he's doing that.
I mean, that's pretty crazy, but he reckons he's doing that. He doesn't know why, but I don't know. I mean, I don't know. It's being in the same room with another person. Maybe something happens. I'm not sure.
Maybe your periods were synchronized as well by the end of the recording.
Maybe.
I'm talking to Alison from The Dead Weather and The Kills. You recorded all of this in one go. You didn't mean to make a whole album. What was the recording process like?
It was like just jam sessions. You know, we'd wake up in the morning quite early, we'd all go for breakfast and go into the studio and sit down and just start playing, and whoever, you know, someone would just start, literally just start playing, and everyone else would start playing, and then pretty much in an hour and a half or something we'd have another song. It's kind of ridiculous. I don't know how it happened. Everybody has writing credits on this. Everybody wrote almost every song, you know. It was a real kind of, yeah, I don't, there's just something in the air, I don't know.
And was Jack White, because Jack White plays drums on the album, was he writing on the drums and were you on the guitar, or did everyone just muck around?
Well, Jack played drums for most every song, but he would, you know, walk into the studio and walk past the keyboard and play something on a keyboard and then be like, Dean, play that. and then Dean would play that, and then that would get added to it. You know, then he'd be dry. It was just, but, you know, just things like that would happen. People would pick up whatever mm-hmm. and start something and possibly move to a different instrument, or everyone played all different things on this. I mean, there's a song LJ plays drums on, you know, a song Jack plays guitar on. There's Dean flips between keys and piano and guitar, and it's only me who doesn't play instruments very well other than guitar that I pretty much sang on most of the songs.
In the voice you were listening to, Alison Mosshart. Now, Jack White, of course, renowned for using a lot of old equipment, but what about the dead weather?
Well, we were recording at Jack's studio he's built behind his house. So really, there's just a collection of all of his favorite things in there. And when he built the studio, he'd been buying these microphones and these things for years that were perfect, that he loved. We really did walk into this room and fall down in front of instruments and play what was there. The only thing that wasn't new, I think, were all those white guitars that were all made for the Bond band, for James Bond band, that never happened.
Who was going to be in the Bond band?
I'm not sure. I don't know. You know, him and Alicia did that track, and then I think they had plans of going out and playing it, and it never happened because Jack was in physical therapy for like 3 months.
And now you get to play the cool guitars.
Exactly. So it all worked out, didn't it?
It did indeed. Was there a point, like, because you've been playing in bands for years and years, but was there a point where you're standing there, you're singing, and you've got Dean from Queens of the Stone Age on one side, Jack White's on the drums behind you, and obviously Jack Lawrence, who you know because you've toured with the Raconteurs, but we just turned around and just went, what the hell's going on here? How did this happen?
Yeah. Kind of like every 5 minutes. I mean, no, you know, it's just incredible. I didn't know Dean that well. I've never seen Queens of the Stone Age. And I, you know, he was the one, he was like the secret weapon because I didn't really know him. Those two guys knew him forever. You know, he's from Detroit and they've all played in different things together. And so it's been really exciting getting to know Dean. And he's such an incredible guitar player. I've known Jack for so long that it almost like kind of mentally changes that kind of freak out thing. Like, I think anyone else that got to go in and play in the band with Jack White would be like, oh my god, this is nuts. But he's such a good friend of mine, you know. But and I've seen him in all of his bands, and the Kills have hung out with the White Stripes so many times, and I don't know, there's just a real family kind of vibe there. So
Third Man Records is the label that's putting out The Dead Weather, and it's also the name of his upholstery business.
Yeah, the shop version, the actual Third Man Records building is in downtown Nashville. And it's pretty close to is where he lives, 15-minute drive, really fast.
Is that the way that you drive when you're in Nashville?
Yes, that's absolutely the way that we drive in Nashville, like 120 everywhere. It's brilliant. You know, it's been great being in America because I've been able to drive cars again. I've been able to shoot guns. Mm-hmm. It's all kind of all reverting back to my southern ways. I don't know what it is, but...
Do you get back to Florida very often?
No, I don't like Florida. I mean, there's a reason I moved. I couldn't stand it. I'm allergic to the sun. I can't stand the heat. I don't like the beach scene. I'm not.
The alligators.
I'm not into it. I'm not into it at all. Mm. It smells like rotting fruit and like rotting fish and rotting. Too hot and humid for anything to live. I don't think people should live there. I mean, if I was asked, would they go there to buy big Cadillacs and crash them into flower shops? I've seen it happen.
Really?
Yeah. You know, there's so many really, really old people that still, for some reason, have a driver's license there. And I don't know why, because they can't see or hear, but they love to drive really slow.
Well, the Whorehound album by The Dead Weather is out very soon in Australia. Thank you very much for talking to Triple J today, and have fun.
No
in
problem.
London, and...
Thank you. Cheers. Thank you.
Robbie, Marieke and the Doctor on Triple J.